You're listening to SBS News.
Morgan Philpott is a paediatric nurse who volunteers with the New South Wales Wildlife Information, Rescue and Education Service, or WIRES. He applies his medical skills to care for injured koalas. Currently, he has three recovering koalas at his Kurrajong home in the Blue Mountains, west of Sydney. One of those is called Huntress, a young koala recovering from critical injuries after being found wandering by the road.
She was rescued by an off-duty police officer and was very sick. She was suffering from acute renal failure.
Mr. Philpott has nursed Huntress back to health, working alongside a wildlife clinic at Camden, southwest of Sydney. But she's a lucky case, treated before coronavirus spread in Australia. Precautions have now forced vets to choose which animals are admitted to surgery. Those considered too ill and some non-urgent cases are refused. These measures have also seen wildlife vets like Lorenzo Croster take turns treating sick animals.
We split the team in two, so there is one team working and another that stays home. That is limiting the staff that we have in the clinic at a given moment, and so it's limiting also the number of cases that we can attend.
After the fires, WIRES annual donations of around $3.3 million rose to almost $80 million. CEO of the registered charity, Leanne Taylor, says this gave their rescue and rehabilitation efforts a massive boost.
We're immensely grateful for the global support that has been shown for Australian wildlife and to WIRES so that we can play a major role in recovery efforts.
But WIRES has also been criticised for releasing its bushfire funding too slowly.
We said that we would have a national response to this disaster, and we have done that in delivering funding to carers on the ground in all states that are affected. And so at the moment in this first phase, we're edging towards $10 million that will have been spent on wildlife efforts.
Sydney University will also benefit from a three-year grant, funding research to help save the koala species. It's a welcome donation, according to Mr. Philpott, who says this funding comes at an urgent time.
They're in serious trouble with recent fires and the appalling losses that they have suffered. We need to save everyone that we can if they have any hope of continuing as a species.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.